something to come on,
it's still good.
I'm your undefeated champion, Reagan. With me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey.
And along for the ride is our producer, E. We are Co-host G, the only show on the internet where we break down retro movies to see if they still hold up and then put a stamp on them. Today, we break down Shin Godzilla. It's got bureaucracy. It's got committees. It's got red tape. And our producer swears it also has Godzilla. What else do you need? Now, is Godzilla on the committee about Godzilla? They need to have one Godzilla.
Like a little Godzilla tie.
Business shirt. Briefcase. Like, giant briefcase with his initials on it. But what else do you need? Did I say that already?
Yeah.
You did. But what else do you need?
What else do I need? I need to know more about this movie.
In a world where the pen is mightier than the sword, one giant lizard will prove that is absolutely false. When your big toe is the size of the factory that makes those pens. Starring Hiroki Hasegawa, Yutaka Takenouichi, and 326 other Japanese actors. Cut through the red tape with the mightiest of all swords, Atomic Laser Breath. Behold the power of Shin Gojira.
But before we get to the movie, let's see if Shin Godzilla destroyed at the box office.
Show me the money.
Show you the money.
Show me the money. Show me the money.
All right. Shin Godzilla 2016. Your choices to guess the budget.
Yeah.
What?
Was it released in America? In
theaters? It was.
Was it?
Well, yeah, it made money in America. I'll tell you that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Didn't say how much. Yeah. Just made money.
Yeah. All right. Your choices for the budget are A, $10 million. B, $15 million. C, $23 million. D, $38 million. Or E, $75 million. Although I could have tweaked that to 77 and Ryan would automatically pick it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, if you want to just get me to go, that's what you need to do.
Oh, man. This is a foreign movie. I'm really out of my element on guessing here. I'm going to guess $38 million. 75 seems very high.
I was going to go with that same number. Now I'm like torn. What was the, I'm sorry, I don't have my chat screen up. So what was the one below $38
million? $23 million.
$23 million is where I'm going to go.
Now, both high in this case is a $15 million. Yeah. $15 million picture.
You did well with the high numbers up above. It really made it feel like they should be somewhere high.
Yeah. Or 2.24 billion yen. Yeah, our producer wants us to
know. Sounds
way more really impressive. That, right? Yeah. That's really impressive.
All right. This was released domestically in October of 2016. Okay. Movies that were competing at the time. Let's see. We have Five Arrival. Movies.
Yeah.
I will tell you 1 second.
Put it on the list. Yeah.
It's a limited release.
Okay.
By Funimation. All right. It says. Anyway, Arrival was out that week. We have Almost Christmas.
Is that with Dan Aykroyd? No.
Is it Almost Christmas? That is. There is a ton of people in this movie, but Dan Aykroyd is not one of them.
That's like Christmas.
Omar Epps and Danny Glover and Monique and J.B. Smooth and Gabrielle.
It's not Union. The movie I was.
Yeah, it's not. Dan Aykroyd is invented in that gap.
I kind of want him to be now.
Yeah.
All right, we have Shut In is also released that week. Never heard of that one.
Shut In.
Let's see who is this one is.
Who's the Shut In?
Looks like maybe Naomi Watts. Never heard of that. All right.
Is she a force other, shut in?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's hard to ask questions of a movie that none of us have seen.
Yeah.
Or heard of before this moment in time.
All right. Other movies that were kicking around. We have Trolls in its second week. Doctor Strange in its second week.
Okay. That won the week.
Yeah.
We got Hacksaw Ridge in its second week.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We have The Accountant in its fifth week.
Uh-huh. And already in sixth place at least. Right? Like,
we got Jack Reacher, Never Go Back, in its fourth.
Disappointing right, eighth, sequel.
Eighth place already. What else we got?
That is all I'm going to mention.
I wouldn't be surprised if that one that we never heard of Shut In beat it. So I'm guessing this is one of those ones where you're going to tell me that everything you mentioned beat it, is my guess.
I'm going to also agree with that. But there are six others that Rob did not mention that also beat Shin Godzilla this week.
Okay. Just to give you some context on its limited release. It was given a 1 week limited release in the United States and Canada from October 11th to 18th on 440 screens. So,
and no advertising money.
Okay. Even E didn't see this in theaters.
Mm-hmm. You know, it didn't make it very far.
Didn't make it. He has told us this podcast that he has watched every single Godzilla movie that's out, that has ever been out.
This was beat by like some Regal theater, like rerunning like Back to the Future, like in the theater. It was beat by that. So I don't know. It finished 19th
for the week. 71st.
Box Office Mojo does not list number at all this week. Yeah. There, it lists 139 movies. It does not list Shin Godzilla.
Wow.
At all. I'm not
what
saying
is number 139.
It made more money than some of these movies, but for some reason, Box Office Mojo does not count it. For instance, 139 was called The Seventh Fire and was released on one screen. So,
great though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it made $14 million.
$93.
Yeah, well, you know,
was that nine people?
Ten of it was mine.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. 93 was the average. No, it did make $93. Gross.
Yeah, it's on one screen. I mean, that's the same, Rob. You got it right. Yeah, it's sorry. Right both ways.
I was looking. I scrolled down so far. I don't have my headers for what each column is. Yeah. You know.
I want to be one of the like nine people that watched that. I want to be one
that?
Of
that's like seven people unless they went to an early show.
I don't know, but I'm just saying, wouldn't that be great
if there was one showing one day?
Yeah, it was like someone's college film somehow made it on.
When we saw Dune for E's birthday and rented out the theater,
more people.
It was more than $93.
Yes.
There were also more than eight of us or whatever that math is. All right, so. This movie made, I really want to go low, but I think that's misleading.
Right, because it did much better well, I'm assuming.
This made $75
million. Made $62 million.
Worldwide, this film made $75 million.
Yes!
Ding, 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 ding.
Right on the money, right on the money.
11.6 billion yen.
I mean, that's a haul.
Yeah.
So a good haul, though. A good haul this movie made.
I really didn't know if it was going to be like one of those hits where it made just like $400 million in Japan, where people just kept running to see it over and over again. But 75 on, what'd you say, a $15 million budget?
Yeah.
A great return. Mm. All right. Well, let's go to a quick little break, and we'll come back and we'll break this movie down right after this.
This is not a dream. Not a dream. We are using your phone's electrical system as a receiver.
You are receiving this podcast as a dream.
We are transmitting this from the year 2999.
You are receiving this podcast in order to alter the events you are hearing. You must subscribe, like, and follow in order to avoid a causality violation.
The future needs your help.
Save the podcast. Save the world. End of line.
Break all the fucking mirrors!
Subscribe.
Rawr. We're back from that break. It's time to break down Shin Godzilla. Did you like my dead-on accurate Godzilla impression? Is this something I love about this movie? The classic Godzilla roar? I thought it's awesome.
It was.
But before we start, which version of the movie did you guys watch?
What do you mean?
Yeah. Did you get the English language version like I did?
Oh no, I purposely watched it with Japanese English subtitles.
Yeah. Okay. You guys picked correctly.
Oh, okay.
The American dub, I don't know if they didn't let the people know it was a Godzilla movie or show them a script. Because every line read is as flat as I'm talking right now. Godzilla is attacking the city. This might be bad. Should we do something about it? I don't know. Maybe. Let's get a committee together. Oh my God. The city, he just set fire to it. Oh, that's bad. That's the entire movie.
Oh, I'm saying, wow.
It's Japanese, but there's a lot of red tape gridlock in this movie.
There is, but it's still, it's not as flat as that. They're definitely
going, right? Like, you know, it's no amazing. One, like,
wait, how fast do they talk?
Slow.
Was he slow? No.
I read the trivia that was fast.
The director
talking.
Wanted them to talk fast. Yeah, they talk fast.
That would have made it better.
Yeah,
but it's very drawn out.
Oh, the one thing I had that was at least initially the beginning of the movie jumps between locations quite often. And because they had a subtitle for the location and what they were saying, I had, you know, subtitles on the top and the bottom of the screen. And I'm like, it's going too fast. You know, it's like they're going to too many places. Slow down.
You had to give up on the top every once in a while.
Oh, I definitely gave up on the top quite often. I was like, it's probably less important that I know where they are. I'll recognize the.
They'll say, okay,
you're
they'll
in
say where they
random
are.
Boardroom, whatever. But really. At the beginning, it was just like, ah!
I'm with you. And then when the Americans actually talk and it switches to English, you're like, what? Huh? What's going on here? Like,
I didn't know who was English at first and who wasn't English until the.
Oh, right.
And then I was like, oh, wait, is this lady American? Because they all sound exactly like the same person is reading everything.
Yeah, and the pilot, the American pilots are speaking.
The way they were talking about the American pilots, and before you see him coming on, I was like, America, fuck yeah! Please let them come in holding like Bud Light Lime, fuck cowboy yeah! hat, fuck like Hawaiian fuck shirts yeah! open. Like, I want the most offensive American pilots you can get on screen.
I thought their interpretation of American stuff was a little bit.
Respectful?
Like, way too respectful. A little bit different. Like, I don't think the pilots exactly sounded like the dialogue that we would have put in an American dialogue for American pilots, but
I totally... They sounded like Wild Bill from G.I. Joe.
Yeah, I wanted every pilot to put in the movie. Blue jeans piloting everything.
Wearing flip-flops. Oh, my guys would have been offensive, but accurate.
That's right.
Jim Eagle. And Gunn Gunderson. That's why... Just the way they were talking about America, I was like, oh... We're going to be the ultimate, like, we're going to be the true evil at the end of this movie. We weren't.
Oh,
yeah, I was expecting that.
Well,
yeah.
Fish Godzilla gets on and, like, busts his nuts and his rogue shit goes everywhere. Like, and, you know, America comes in, we scoop it all up and we take all that stuff with us.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, we're definitely making monsters. Like, we're going to be the end in Godzilla Plus One. I know it's not Plus One.
Funnier title.
It's a funnier title. Sorry.
The laugh wasn't so bad. It was where the started. I was like
leaning into the mic. That was a that's what I was like. The laughter's helping. I'm not used to it though. It's funny. It's we had our own Mystery Science Theater going on.
My chat window doesn't work well in this Chromebook, so I was like, is someone going to tell him? Because I can't.
I'm just slow, and I got to reach around stuff.
Yeah.
Too much booze and everything out here. All right, so anyway,
yeah.
Baby Godzilla shows up because he's getting horned up for something.
Yeah.
Why do you guys think he came to shore finally?
He was out of barrels of toxic waste.
He can't find something else to eat down there?
That's what he likes, man.
Yeah, so we were...
Stuff.
You know, okay. Once we find out he likes to eat that, can't we get some toxic waste and just, like, fly it out on a chopper, slowly dripping it out?
You really don't want to put toxic... I mean, you're just substituting one problem with another. Yes, it probably wouldn't crash the city, so I guess...
Yeah, we're saving people in Tokyo. Deal with the ocean tomorrow.
I mean, toxic waste kind of hangs around, you know?
Well, he's going to eat the waste.
Yeah. And then you'd have to come up with a freezing plan, I guess, while he's munching on a barrel. It could have worked.
Taking the barrels
fast
to like the Arctic, and then he'll get cold and chilly, and he'll just freeze. He won't realize until it's too late because he's a fatty.
Yeah, just dangle like a piece of plutonium on like a
like a stick,
a fish pole, and just see if they'll follow.
They don't even try it. They just go right to shoot. They don't even try and communicate with him.
It took a long time where they were like, we don't want to shoot because he's in the city and whatever. And I'm like, they have precision weapons. You should just try to shoot this.
Yeah.
You know, see what happens.
Yeah.
Take a shot.
Before he starts knocking over Bill. I mean, it was an interesting take. I liked how they did it with the red tape. But, man, it was frustrating when they're like, oh, we can't fire on it. Oh, my God. Like, people are dying left and right. And you guys are arguing what you can do. But I liked his little blood gills and, like, the ooze coming out and him coming up. And I love the effects going back to practical effects. Like I said, the problem with some of the other Godzilla movies was they tried to be too fancy. This felt real.
The faraway tracking shots of Godzilla walking through the city look great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's perfect. It's what I want.
When I first saw him come out, I wasn't 100% sure it was Godzilla because he was transforming.
I thought it was what Godzilla was going to have to fight.
Let them fight.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, is this a creature he's going to have to fight? Is the crevice going to open up or whatever? And another Godzilla is going to come to stop him. Eyes aren't right. This isn't Godzilla. And then it started morphing. Oh, yeah, this is Godzilla. Here we go. This is what I'm talking about. And, you know, all the practical effects with the fake cars and the train bombs. And I mean, it was good. It felt like a real Godzilla movie like I remember, not like these POSs that they come out and try to make them look like. Oh. Some purple movie or something, and it looks like crap.
Yeah. I still think you're thinking of the 1998 Godzilla movie.
I told you, that's terrible. I left the theater.
Yeah, it is. It is. But they've made other decent ones. This made me want to go back and watch.
With Cranston, I watched most of it. It was fine. But it was not as good as this was. Like, I enjoyed this.
No, this is the... But I liked this, and I wanted to know more. So I think I'm going to go back and watch Godzilla vs. Kong, Godzilla King of Monsters, and then Godzilla vs. Kong.
That one wasn't made by Toho either, right? That was one of the other lease or whatever they have, the agreement where it goes back and forth like that. I'm thinking unless it's Toho, you don't want to watch a Godzilla movie. That's just my... Is this Godzilla... The next one coming out? Is that
Minus Toho? One, I believe. What isn't is it? I believe it is.
I think it's a direct sequel to this.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the sequel to this.
Right, so...
No, it's completely standalone, from what I understand.
Oh, really? I thought it was... Yeah. I mean, at the end of this movie, they're focused in on his tail.
Yes.
It's like, and it has monsters on it, maybe people he dragged, and they seem huge if they're humans.
From what I read, this is like its fifth evolution. Like, its next evolution is going to be a bunch of little ones popping up.
Well, I didn't know if they were trying to say, like... He's giving birth now. That's what this is all. He's going through the evolution, and now he's going to give birth to other.
We're way more humanoid.
Yeah.
Was it like he was coming in short of plant eggs? Is that what we were thinking? Or lay humans out? Is that what they're kind of going?
I think it was always evolving to the threat. And I think I read somewhere it's like, look, a committee beat it. So he's like, hey, we got to evolve into a committee.
I read that too. Really? I was like, he doesn't know a committee beat him. He knows.
No, I know, but he's definitely evolving to the threats.
Yeah.
You know.
And he had some great aircraft anti his defense.
His pearl necklace defense?
I mean, the pearl necklace, the spiny back, I mean, whatever you want to say, his tail, mouth. This dude could shoot his load 700 directions and cut things. He was that's adaptable.
What was it? Atomic breath is the term, I believe. Yeah.
Atomic breath is awesome.
Very hard to beat. And those bunker busters don't go through his skin. I mean,
they did it first, and then he evolved.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's
right. Like, it's like the Borg.
Yeah.
They assimilate, or evolve, not evolve, but adapt, whatever.
Yeah. Change the frequency of their shield so it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Nerds.
Yeah. This Borg is you speak of overused characters in Star Trek.
I was like, why did he put outsiders in there? But it's the nerd reference. I got it now. I was really trying to link, I mean, spoilers, like, what's coming up soon? But I was trying to think how to link Godzilla to the movie The Outsiders, and I was coming up completely blank. So I really wanted to watch Godzilla fight another monster. Yeah. Were you surprised there wasn't that he was...
A little, then I realized it was like a
natural disaster movie.
Natural disaster and like a reboot. It's I don't want to call it a reboot, but it's a retelling of the origin of Godzilla again. So, you know, when you're doing the original birth, you don't have a creature for like. But I would have liked to see more Godzilla fighting. This is a pretty long flick, and it was a lot of politics. Which, and I'm not harsh on that because I found that interesting, and I thought that it played well, but. The fighting looked so great, and the defensive looked so great that it was a little disappointing that you didn't get more Godzilla fighting in it.
Everything looked so good. I think that's why I wanted more of it.
Exactly.
The look of this Godzilla is awesome. Mm-hmm. Can't say it enough. So you think he was just coming to lay his little... Are the fish rows?
I think he's out of food, I thought. But maybe he was laying the...
I thought he was looking to bang.
Yeah.
Like he's a salmon swimming upstream.
Who's he banging? He's definitely asexual.
He's moving. I thought he was moving towards like power plants. He's like, ooh, there's something warm and hot over there. I'm gonna go get it.
I'll fuck anything that moves.
And he's on his way there, and he happens to mutate along the way.
Just splitting. Might have been what the tail was doing, right? He's just splitting. Like he would go get more people and just start popping off like gremlins, right? Like get them wet, like they just pop off the ball. That's where we're going.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't seem like Eden. I'm trying to think what it was. Just the attack, and then he would go into like a hibernation mode and more.
Yeah. The only clues we got that he was after food was just showing the broken barrels, and that he had been eating off the.
Yeah, they said he had like jagged teeth. Like they shit on his teeth for no reason.
Right. He's like, this guy needs some dental care.
Like, look at his fucked up teeth.
Well, since you've been frozen, there have been fabulous advances in the field of dentistry.
He's up here looking for a dentist.
on him. I can't believe the next one's on a sequel to this, because they gave him a serum. They say it's not going to work forever.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely set it up. They could have. I guess they decided they want to keep it standalone. I don't know.
By Toho supposed to continue off of this one, the Bryan Cranston one or the other one that I didn't see, First Kong or whatever, that they continue in this blind universe, whatever you want to call it, branch variant, whatever you want to call this.
I think they're part of their own, because in the Cranston one, like, he's the protector of Japan.
They were creatures mating that he was defending against, so I don't think it follows.
He's a cock block in that one. He's like, not in my town, you don't fuck here. Oh. You pay the toll, man. But like, I haven't watched the next two. I don't know, maybe are other creatures coming to fuck, like everyone comes to fuck in Tokyo.
I mean, it is nature, but again, I do not think he was coming to fuck in this, because there was no...
He immediately drops his load as soon as he hits the shore.
Everything is wet!
All that shit comes out of his neck. He was so backed up.
But it was like...
Dude, he was just... What? He was just bleeding from the weight, wasn't it? Or,
I don't know.
Blood in the water, too. He was really chumming it up there.
Shark in the water.
Which is why he was, you know, shedding or expanding or evolving. A lot of work, man. It takes a lot of energy. A lot of.
You think he'd have to be eating a lot. He doesn't eat anything once he's on land.
I mean, when you're loaded up with pure radiation, you don't need to eat much. The sun need to eat? No.
The sun's not down here destroying Tokyo. He's working up a man's meal. He needs like what's the TV dinner? A hungry man. He needs one of those little TV dinners he can heat up.
In cuisine?
He's not eating, Luke. He's not watching. He's getting the hungry man. The meatloaf one. The thick meatloaf with the mac and cheese.
I can just see the sodium content on that in my mind.
You don't want to look at it. You don't want to look at the sodium content on any of those.
Like a salt lick in one little...
Yeah, it's
little...
like 308% of your daily value. Like, never look at them. They're so good. Like a Salisbury steak.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to shock you. I haven't had like a Hungry Man TV dinner in, I don't know, 8 billion years.
Do they make vegan ones, though?
Yeah, they make, I've had like a tattooed chef bowl or whatever that's like a, you know, like a ready meal, but it's not the same as what you're thinking with.
No, I won't. You need to get the tofu brick out of your freezer section.
Yeah. There are plant-based versions of what you're thinking, but it's not going to get your motor running like your Hungry Man is. It is not.
No, that's Salisbury steak, mac and cheese, or mashed potatoes and gravy. You can't have any of that stuff. You can have the potatoes.
Maybe. It depends.
Oh, yeah, they're probably made with the butter.
Butter and milk, probably. So, yeah, no.
You can't have nothing.
Nope. Don't miss it.
And it's been a while since I've had lean cuisines lately. Delicious. Delicious.
So, you can get one of those. You just want to prepare it. You can get one of those meal services where they at least make you fresh food and bring it to your porch. You don't even have to go to the store and eat it up. A little bit more expensive, probably, than your
home. Yeah, it's a little more expensive. I wait till the store has the lean cuisines that I like on sale, 3 for $9, and then you buy 6 of them. Like, you have meals for 2 weeks
after expiration. Don't worry about that in the freezer section.
It's frozen.
Yeah, manager expects you can take it on out.
It's frozen. It's fine. It's not like it's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks. Eat. And it's always, I only get the one kind. So it's always the same meal. It's amazing. But now the wife's home, so I can't just be a gross person eating the same new cuisine every day. She makes me cook real food. Did the guy who they all say he stinks. Does he change his clothes? I don't think he changed his clothes for like 3 weeks.
Was it 3 weeks? I wasn't paying that close attention to the plan. It was a while.
Between the final stage before they Bill Cosby him and put they say it's like 15 days. They freeze his blood, but I was going with the roofie. They don't really roofie him, okay? They just freeze his blood. I don't have a clever analogy for that.
Right. But you're doing like some kind of Leonard
Dick reference. No. I was just make him go to sleep because his blood's cold. They say that's like 15 days. until we're going to come nuke everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And they had to get all those concrete pumps and all those chemicals made and those drones. Which, by the way, why'd they wait so long to try the unmanned drones to kill that thing? Like, you know, like...
They had to wait till the U.S. sent them.
Yeah, I guess. 15 days seems a long time. That was a lot of money wasted on those drones going down, like, to use them as... Those things are, like, very expensive. But
yes, hey, yes, they are.
Cheaper than a B-2 bomber or whatever.
Yeah, got destroyed by his back load every time. Impressive. He could really charge all the things. Like,
I love it when you're shooting down the helicopters and stuff.
Like, beams coming out of his back.
Oh, when he has like 45 beams, you're gonna tell me he's not gonna need a hungry man after he shoots 50 beams?
Unless it's like a plutonium meatloaf, something like that. It's not gonna do him anything. Plasma beams, excuse me. Yeah. I don't wanna
offend E.
Right.
His plasma beam. I just think he would need to eat after expending all this energy. He's setting shit on fire. I mean, he's not even laying down.
Deletion, right?
Hmm?
Like when you rebuild the city, you're leaving his body there as like a statue, right?
Yeah, it's awesome. I kind of don't want to touch it.
Right. Well,
it has like all these weird skeletons.
Could they
guys
move him
like,
if they wanted to? You know.
Right. Well, they could chip away at him. I guess not. Is his skin?
No, wouldn't that wake him up? They don't want to wake him up.
Right. But it will. That's what I'm saying. Is there a danger of him waking up? Would it be better to put him on a barge and
yeah,
like?
Yeah, they say this is going to wear off in years. They say at the end how many years.
I thought they were.
I thought it was perfectly lining up with the sequel.
Oh,
the years they say. It's
read that or interpreted it. I thought they were only.
I thought they said it at the end. This won't last forever.
Would the shelf life of the radiation was much less than they thought, and that people were going to be fine. That he was still dead is what I thought. But again, I'm reading all this, so I may have missed.
I don't think. I thought his blood. Like he. I think he would find a way to work the cold out of his blood. He would adapt to it. He'd. Your guy's word. He'd Borg his way out of it, nerds. Yeah. And then, you know, he'd start his second conquest. And then the U.S. would show up with all his babies and be like, look, we have U.S. trained ones. Oh, no, they've turned on us. It's that movie. And then Godzilla saves us from ourselves.
Why do you keep calling us nerds? I mean, you're the one that, like, 45 minutes ago, you're like, tell me the TNG episode. Don't tell me the name. Just tell me what happened. And I'll tell you what it is.
Because it's funny, because I'm the biggest Star Trek nerd. La la. And yes, I only got one of the two, though, so I failed myself. They were hard titles to remember. I knew the episode. That's the important. So would you want to see another natural disaster? Are you going to watch Godzilla Plus One and see if he finds love? Because in this movie, it's Godzilla. I think he's looking at like a wedding invitation and he's thinking, am I going to go by myself? No. I'm going to bet on love. And he circles Plus One. And then the whole movie, Godzilla's going out trying to find that date.
It's so hard. Like you go to like fit a tux and then you'd like evolve. It doesn't fit anymore.
And you rip out the back of it.
You're constantly getting alterations. You're dancing. You're growing another arm or something. I mean, it's just going to be a mess. It's not going to work. Plus One better be like a bucket of radioactive goo or something that just keeps him going. That's what it is.
He's dating his best barrel.
So, I mean, I would go see this next one. I don't know if I'd go see it because honestly, I'd probably wait for it to be streaming. I don't know if I've ever seen. Well, no, besides the 1998.
That you walked out on.
Right. Yeah. That I hate. I wanted to walk out. I didn't because I'm a good friend and I'm not going to leave people behind and be angry. But I might see this if it was able to work into my schedule or whatever, which is impossible these days. I always worry. It's not going to be the same. I'm wondering, does anyone know anything on the plot? Are they bringing in, like, Gamera or, you know, like, what's the one with the three heads? I can't remember. Like, there's...
Three bad.
Is it just two heads? I can't remember.
It's not three bad.
Yeah, it's not.
It's also too bad for me, man. It's not three bad.
I don't know. I'd like to see some of those other, you know, Godzilla-esque creatures. I've always been a fan. I've just enjoyed them. I think they're silly most of the time and, you know, low budget, but I just...
Yeah, but you want to see people run and be afraid, or you want to see Godzilla comes save the day.
You need the screech, right? Like,
yes. Screech. Yeah, if his screech sounded anything other than that classic roar,
yeah,
probably would have annoyed me. But even the music that came on when he would change and stand up, did a rapper sample that.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounded very similar to some song. I'm trying to remember what it was.
Yeah. Like a rap song.
I bet it had to be, right?
Yeah. It's
like a Fang song or something, I believe, that took it. I heard it, too.
Oh, maybe. It clicked that in my head, and I couldn't place what song it was.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard exactly what you're talking about. But yeah, I think
I was hoping you would know, being the music guy.
Oh, Pheromone. Okay, it wasn't Wu-Tang, but yeah, that's very possible. Who was? Put your hands up, right? Like it's. I'm trying to remember the song now. Dun. But anyway,
yeah. But I just love the music cue, and even sometimes it got like this, like rock music almost, or anytime music would kick in, especially on the version I was watching.
You're grateful.
You have no idea. The movie went to like a 10 because people would stop talking, music would happen, Godzilla would start doing awesome shit.
Yeah.
And towards the second half of the movie, people at least started acting like they were in a Godzilla movie. The actors are great. The American dub finally realized Gojira means Godzilla, and they're like, oh shit.
Right.
This whole time this movie's been a Godzilla movie, not a political thriller or whatever they thought it was.
Yeah,
that's definitely the song that
Simon says by that guy.
Yeah, by Pharaoh. What is it, Pharaoh?
Oh, it's not by that guy.
No, it's by the guy he mentioned earlier, Pharaoh Monk.
Pharaoh Monk. Yeah. It's like that.
That's a good song. Cool song. Cool song. Yeah. Cool track.
Maybe, does Chappelle use it in the Chappelle Show when he goes to fight Godzilla and then fuck the volcano?
I remember that, but I don't remember.
I think for some reason. I know that song from Charlie's Angels movie. It was in that.
Did they fight Godzilla and Charlie's Angels?
No, I'm saying they used that song, in that movie.
I didn't know if they fought. They could have fought Godzilla, Rob. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched it. I've seen the first one. That's Sam Rockwell, right?
Yeah.
And Crispin Glover?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's in the second one?
I don't remember the second one too much.
Bernie Mac. That's all I remember. Crispin Glover's in two, or Sam Rockwell? Crispin Glover's also in two. Well, of course, you put a Sam Rockwell dance in here. You know
that's going to watch that. That's the scene with the song.
Oh, okay. That's the reveal scene.
No, that's the Marvin. I think he's playing Marvin Gaye in that.
Oh, during his reveal.
I've seen that movie several times.
I like that. So many of the movies we've talked about, you're like, oh, I've seen that 30 years. Charlie's Angels. You're like, I know every scene by heart, man. I love that movie.
I don't remember. I don't know. Yeah, we watched it a lot. I don't know why.
It's someone liked it.
Maybe Nicholas liked it.
I think it was on all the time.
King Kong Palm.
That's the only time I've ever seen Charlie's Angels. Is it was on in another room constantly. But I just know, Ralph, number one all-time movie. It's like a Star Wars, and then
it had a good soundtrack. I mean, you know, it's got a good soundtrack. It's
Smack My Bitch Up by Prodigy.
Yeah, it's got a bunch of good songs. So. Okay.
Right, you just shook your head. Prodigy's awesome.
No, I just for remembering all these things from Charlie's Angel. That's a lot. Smack My Bitch is fun.
Right, who are the Charlie's Angels? What actresses play the three angels?
Lucy Liu.
Right.
Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
Who's the third?
She's married to one of the Good Charlotte guys. I think Benji.
Yeah, that should help me, but it's not. Because one of them was.
There's something about her, Ryan.
Yeah. Mary, but what's her name? Something about.
She's the sweetest little thing.
Say her name, I know it, but I
Gwyneth Paltrow. No, Gwyneth Paltrow is not who it is. Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
yeah. I've heard it both ways. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I mean, I saw Charlie's Angels. I just didn't know we were going to talk about it this much.
That's the beauty of the past, but man.
I thought of it as soon as that track, that music hit in Shin Godzilla. I was like, oh, that brings me right back to that because that's where I knew that from, that track, you know, that sound.
But right after we finish recording this episode, I'm going to go find that Chappelle Show sketch to see if it's the same song. If not, I'm just thinking of Chappelle beating up Godzilla. It'll be in the show notes so you guys can also cure your knowledge thirst. So what else are we missing about Godzilla or Shin Godzilla?
Probably a lot.
A ton?
Charlie's Angels more, but I mean, I don't know.
That's not true. I was just mentioning I liked the soundtrack to this movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who has 328 credited actors?
A lot of people, right?
Almost like the extras.
Well, just the two cabinets.
Yeah.
all the different board meetings in the beginning each had like 15 people in them.
I would say, yeah, even not actors, they had a ton of people with speaking parts and yeah. stuff, you know. So
if you say a line in a movie, you get credit, right?
Yeah. Right.
So I mean, do you have to say a line of dialogue, or the people who are running from the beginning, from the fish monster, like down the subway and stuff, do you get a credit as like subway guy?
You might. Because, like, in the beginning with, like, the Coast Guard, those people don't really say anything, do they? So they. Yeah.
Oh, we didn't talk about the guy who killed himself on the boat.
Yeah. The different document sharing and everything that was going on.
Yeah. Like thank God he made his secret formula, origami.
Yeah.
So they could figure it out.
Oh, that was cool.
I liked it. It's fine. Just when they asked, like, why would he do it on paper? My mind went to, oh, he doesn't trust anybody. He wants to have the only copy. He doesn't want it in the cloud or whatever, so it could be hijacked by the Americans or whoever.
Pretty.
Right. I never would have been like, you know what? He wanted to fold it
right
into a bird or whatever. You going to start getting into origami, Ryan?
I already do little bits here and there. I like origami. It's fun. You don't like it?
I don't have the hands for it. I just mash paper together. I don't have the patience. I would probably just eat the paper. Like, I'd get so frustrated, just eat it. And yeah. Then,
it's so much easier now in the days with YouTube that you can watch it happen, because instructions on paper
are... I keep, like, thinking about doing, like, the Rubik's Cube tutorials on YouTube. Never do it. Don't care enough.
You could do it. Come on.
Oh, yeah. I know. I've heard that you could learn how to do it in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Once you watch it, it's like, that easy.
He can do it in under a minute with his butt cheeks. That's how good he's gotten at it. Really? What? A Rubik's Cube.
What about it?
I said you can do it under with your
butt. Oh, me? No.
You don't do it with your hands because you've
got to. How fast can you do one? Can you do one fast?
I could do one in under a minute, or I could. Okay. I haven't practiced in a while, but yeah.
Pretty impressive.
It's impressive. I can't. I guess I could watch the video and figure
it
out.
You could get under a minute and not much time at all if you just did a little practice. It doesn't take much.
Can you watch a tutorial to be better at like the Bop It game instead?
I don't know how much of a Bop It community there is, but maybe, you know.
There's got to be a big Bop It community. That game was great.
I think there's a bit more other Cuban tutorials, the Bop It and stuff. Yeah, but.
Did you think the next evolution was for Godzilla's hands to come out so he could do something? Hands. He had them, but I know people can't see at home what I'm doing right now, but I'm doing the Godzilla hands. So just picture in your head what that is.
What? Oh, to be longer or what?
Yeah, to get functional. Not just nipple rubbing hands, like once I could like catch food.
He would have just thrown him like a centipede.
I know he's been eating toxic waste. Maybe he'll want to eat something else. And most of evolution is about eating.
Forward to getting food, and he's got the right now in the tail. Yeah, doesn't really need long arms, but you would think it'd be handy to at least have the arms reach his mouth if he was the whole.
No, they just rub on his chest while he's eating barrels or whatever. I mean, yeah, he doesn't really eat. He doesn't have the hands in the fish form.
No, he doesn't at all. They come out while he's sliding on
the ground. Yeah, so they must be growing. So he'll have little arms.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Some of the other Godzillas have had full arms that he can grab other monsters. If he's trying to fight another monster right now, he's at a disadvantage. King Kong would whoop his ass right now.
He'd evolve during the fight.
That takes 2 weeks sometimes to evolve.
Some of his evolutions were extremely quick. Like, he'd evolve banana that pops out and distracts Godzilla so he can...
He thought about that really hard.
Yeah.
He has to think about it really hard for a minute. What's happening to him? You guys have any more on Godzilla?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, I know Ethan hard at work at his best game ever, so we better take a quick little break. And now that I've built it up, Outsiders has popped up for no reason on my computer. So we're going to go to a quick little break. We'll be back right after this.
US Japan. So, win-win.
Understood. Let's get to it.
Thank you.
Back from that break. You guys know what time it is. Pop quiz, hotshot.
Yeah, I heard you, hotshot. What? I said hotshot.
We're joined by our producer, E.
Game on, good guys. But first, before we get to our pop quiz, I did want to say one quick thing about Godzilla Plus One.
Yeah, thank you.
Which is that Ryan was asking about when the movie takes place, what the basic plot is, what the gist of it is. So Godzilla Plus One takes place right after the bombing of Hiroshima. So what I was suggesting as an awesome double feature, since it's been re-released, is forget Barbenheimer. You go do Godzenheimer. You watch Oppenheimer, then you go watch Godzilla Minus One, because you would get to see the development of the atomic bomb, the Trinity test, everything that happens to Oppenheimer. And then when the movie ends, you go switch over and see it from the Japanese perspective, which is after the bomb goes off. It's the end of World War II. And then the movie takes place in the aftermath of the bombing of Hiroshima. And then Godzilla shows up. And that's why it's called Godzilla Minus One. So the concept is that the bombing brought Japan down to zero. And then Godzilla shows up, stomps over everything, and makes it even worse, bringing them below zero, which they didn't think was possible. So it's Godzilla Minus One. But that's the plot. It's not where the movies have been few and far between, where it's just Godzilla as the natural disaster, and it's not other monsters that he's fighting. There were many, many movies where it's Godzilla versus so-and-so, King Ghidorah, Mechagodzilla, what have you. And all of the American movies, the recent ones too. So in this one, I believe it's just Godzilla, and he's the he's what the human characters have to deal with. So that's that. You'll see some of that in our social media stream, hopefully, coming up soon. In any case, now to the game. Good guys. We are playing your favorite pop quiz variant. Poor Man's Toes, a.k.a. Mashup Breakdown. Oh. Your fans love it. You guys love to hate it. This is, of course, the game where I give you a mashed up movie plot, and you take two titles of movies, sometimes shows, to build the portmanteau title. And I drag you kicking and screaming across the finish line. So let's go. Let's give this a shot. Team game, you know the rules. Let's hit that game show music. And up first, a young boy witnesses the murder of his parents, then is conscripted Batman? To defend Earthrealm in a fighting tournament.
Liu Kang from Mortal Kombat?
Like Dark Knight, no, Dark Knight Combat. Something along those lines, right? Batman, Mortal, no. Bat, Mortal Kombat, I don't know.
Oh, right, it's mashup. It's not just a regular movie title.
Mortal Kombat, man.
Mortal Kombat!
Ryan's got it. What is it? Mortal Kombat, man. So we've got it. Excellent work.
It took me a second to get back into it. I'm like, Mortal Kombat's what it is. I said both things.
Trying to ease you into it. But we've got Mortal Kombat, man. Now, let's use that as a springboard and vault into the next one. A tornado is sent back in time to kill Helen Hunt to prevent her from giving birth to a future resistance leader.
What, Twister Terminator? What?
Twist-tater.
Terminator Twister? Oh, Twist-tater? What? Termitwister? Termitwister?
I'm not sure where Twist-tater came from. I like Twist-tater, though. So this is not the movie that I was thinking of. You guys, you're right there.
Twister?
It is what? Twist Terminator.
He's going to rue the day he came up against the extreme, baby.
Yeah. I like Twist-nader better.
I like Twist-tater. I'm curious about what the plot of that movie is. All right, next up. Four men hijack a subway train in Manhattan, but what they don't know is that one of the passengers is the daughter of someone with a particular set of skills.
The Taken of Pelham 123.
Good luck.
It is the Taken of Pelham 123. Excellent. Very good. All right, here we go. The big red machine is summoned back to his seaside hometown after his brother dies. And it's really, really sad.
Wait.
All right, the Big Red Machine, that's Kane. So, Manchester by the Sea, no evil.
Chaco and the Wallace fell.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The correct answer was Manchester by the Sea, no evil. Excellent.
What? I don't get that at all.
Manchester by the Sea is...
I get that part.
Sea, no evil stars The Undertaker's brother, Kane.
Oh, does it? I have no idea what Sea, no evil is.
It's okay. One of those movies that WWE Vince movie McMahon produced.
No wonder
it's back here on this wall behind.
Of course it is.
I bet you can't
wait to pull it out of the bag for a Hortoberfest.
Hortoberfest 7. So you know more Hortoberfests or whatever.
All right, excellent.
Something in 3 years, I guess, because
we'll be running low. In another 3 years, we're going to be at like movie 400. You're going to be begging for Sea, no evil.
All right, but before we get to that, hopefully we can see this one. A judge finds herself back in her childhood hometown of Hartford, Connecticut, where she has to juggle her caseload and family. She is also jury and executioner.
I have no idea what
Well, one's Judge Dredd. But what's the Connecticut hometown?
I don't know what the other one is at all.
Dredd, but isn't Judging Amy a TV show? I don't know.
Oh, Judging Amy Dredd. Or Judge Dredd Amy.
Dredd Amy.
Yeah.
I mean, you got it. It's Judging Dredd.
Mama's not the law. I am the law.
Judging Dredd. I was trying to think of the my cousin Vinny. I was trying to, because that's a court case. But that's in the South. It's not
in Hartford, Connecticut.
Well, that's and then I was like, does Stephen King do some sort of like paranormal thriller lawyer story? Like People versus the Children of the Corn?
I haven't read his whole catalog. I'm sure there's something in there. All right. Next up. Super spy Tom Cruise must parachute onto a moving train to fight Deadites and steal the Necronomicon Ex Mortis.
It's Mission Impossible Army of the Dead or...
Evil Dead Reckoning?
Mission accomplished!
Yes.
Ryan, you've got it.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Evil Dead Reckoning. Excellent.
I mean, Tom Cruise does parachute in other Mission Impossible movies.
That's true. I mean, sure. Mission Impossible 2, for instance.
Mission Impossible 6, for instance.
All of these are true.
He has a long parachute scene with Intercapital.
Look, I said he parachutes onto a moving train. All right.
Yeah, that's true. That's only done in two. One. No, he's just a passenger on one.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he ends up on top of it.
Yeah.
Closing out. So hopefully that's a hint. We have this one. On quaint Monster Island, home of kaiju, a giant Coke bottle the size of a building falls from the sky and creates havoc for its citizens.
The gods must be crazy.
What's the Monster Island thing? Is it something Godzilla must be crazy? I don't know.
King of the Monsters.
No, you've got it. It's the Godzillas must be crazy. Dragging us across. I mean, I think you got all of these. And you know what? This quiz must bleed because, good guys, you killed it.
Rawr.
I have a bonus one if you want to try and tackle this. All right?
Yeah.
So this is six movies that we just went over, mashed together to create this title.
Oh my.
After winning a fighting tournament, Bruce Wayne goes to live by a seaside town with the big red machine to fight Deadites on a train.
It's going to take me 14 years to put this together. So I'm going to be like Loki. Centuries later. Check our back catalog a couple weeks ago.
Wish my chat window would stay open. Because
I'm going to give it to you one more time.
Yeah,
please.
After winning a fighting tournament, mm-hmm. Bruce Wayne goes to live by a depressing seaside town with the big red machine to fight Deadites on a train.
Okay. All right.
Bloodsport. Or is it?
Mortal Kombat.
Okay. It's
all the ones we've talked about. Yeah.
I thought it was it might be half, and then you had to add.
So it's Mortal Kombat, Manchester by the Sea, No Evil Dead Reckoning. But it's all those things.
Yes.
No, you've got it. You literally.
Oh, Rob nailed it.
Did I?
Rob, you nailed it.
So cough. His eyes open.
Oh, I thought it was going to be something similar to that.
The first time my son walked when he took his first step, and this right now. My two proudest moments, you guys. The correct answer is Mortal Kombat Manchester by the Sea, No Evil Dead Reckoning. Excellent work. Good guys. Good game. And I'm so happy to say that this time, a winner is you.
Thank you. Right, that part of the podcast, Koji, Cosby for Shin Godzilla. It had been a long time since I'd watched a Godzilla movie since 2014. Bryan Cranston? Might even be older than that. I'd missed the last couple. I wasn't, I've nailed the date. Look at me. On fire, this podcast. It from the moment Godzilla hits the beach, or the beach, the city, and starts wreaking havoc, I was in. Even with a terrible dubbing and no one having any emotion about the city they live in being destroyed, they don't really care. In the dub I listen to. I loved this movie. I thought it was great. I loved the look of Godzilla. I wanted to see more. I'm kind of bummed the next one's not a sequel to this because I want to know what's on his tail. There are people or things on his tail. And if they don't make a sequel, I'm never going to know. But this was a very easy Koji. Bruh, what did you think of Shin Godzilla?
I definitely have, besides the dubbing, similar feelings to, what you have. I'm very disappointed they're not doing a sequel. As well, because I guess that's partially to deal with the licensing rights that they couldn't make a movie the same year they were making the other ones and whatever. But I mean, at the end of this movie, I was like, I wanted to see more of that. I wanted to see what was going to happen, what's going next. You know, so it was a great movie. Really enjoyed it. Koji, I wish we could see more of this particular instance, but I guess it's not in the cards.
Maybe one day.
I'm not saying the other ones that's coming out is not going to be good. I don't know. I'm just saying I wanted more, you know, so colors G.
All right. Ryan.
Yes.
What do you think of Shin Godzilla?
I think I pretty much said during the podcast, I like this one. I like how it was a much better, I won't even use the word nod, just a better display of how it used to be and, you know, like the practical effects and everything. I'm not mad it's not going to be a direct sequel because I don't think any of the Godzilla movies, I know there's different vague connections between them, but they're kind of all one-offs. You can watch them all, like the true classic ones, they don't connect. It's just it's this particular story and we beat them this time and they do it again, right? Or he helps us this time and it's another, you know, monster. It doesn't matter. Maybe we'll get to find out what the tail zoom in was all about, but
it's so ominous, Ryan.
I know, but it doesn't
know.
Just with Godzilla, it doesn't bother me because that's just the way it always, like, they're always kind of these one story, but on the same common theme. But again, I liked it because the nod's the wrong word, but because it reminded me so much of the classic ones that we used to watch when we were kids, rather than trying to make them all shiny and glossy and better. And I like even the red tape political aspects of this one, although I think their response was comically slow, but I at least, you know, like that it wasn't just monsters fighting, even though I really wanted more of it. So I'm sort of talking out of both of my sides of my mouth, but I enjoyed the movie a lot in Zakoji.
Well, there you have it. Of course Shin Godzilla is. Come on. It's still good. Roll credits. The good guys win.
Sequels are made. Make sure to stay until after the credits for a bonus scene and check out the show notes for links, trailers, and clips about Shin Godzilla. Rob, where can the good people find us?
We are CoSG Pod on Threads, Instagram, Gmail, and the internet at large. Download the show from our new home, Spotify. We're also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Podcast Addict, where our show notes look perfect. If you'd like to know more, drop us a line. Hailing frequencies are open.
I want to thank my brothers Rob and Ryan and our producer E. Special thanks to our social media team and all of our supporters. Thank you, good people, for listening, liking, subscribing, and reviewing. You guys are the best. If you're new to the show, be a good person. Cut through the red tape and leave us a 5-star review. And if you want to be great people, recommend us to a few friends and have the best ones subscribe to our show. Let them fight. It's all for the greater good.
The greater good.
For the good guys, it's your undefeated champion Reagan. And as we always say on the CoSG, stay gold, pony boy. Stay gold.
Rawr.